On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Shanoa in Olympia is. Shanoa, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Steve, time for you to get out.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along, Shanoa will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which Christmas character's eyes were made of coal?
Frosty the Snowman.
Yes. What was the first sport played on the moon?
The first baseball?
No.
Football?
No.
Soccer?
No. In what ocean would you find the Cook Islands?
The Pacific.
Yes. What decade did the first Hard Rock Cafe open?
The 80s?
No.
70s?
Yes. Dry ice is the frozen form of what gas?
Pass.
Who played the lead role in The Mask?
Jim Carrey.
Correct. Who was the first U.S. president to appear on a coin?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. What is the 2-letter postal abbreviation for Delaware?
EE.
Correct. How many Seahawks have been on the cover of Madden?
3.
No.
4.
No.
7.
No. What classic rock band released the album Goat's Head Soup?
Pass.
Dry ice is the frozen form of what gas?
I don't know. Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Shanoa. Not bad at all.
All right.
Yeah. Here comes Steve. He looks ready.
I am ready.
Very smiley.
I am always smiling.
Are you ready? Yeah! What Christmas character's eyes were made of coal?
That would have to be Frosty.
Yes. What was the first sport played on the moon?
Frosty the Snowman. Golf?
Yes.
Yeah.
In what ocean would you find the Cook Islands?
Which ocean? No, Atlantic.
No.
Pacific.
Yes. What decade did the first Hard Rock Cafe open?
I'm going to guess the 70s.
Correct. Dry ice is the frozen form of what gas?
Nitrogen?
No.
Oxygen?
No.
Methane?
No. Who played the lead role in The Mask?
Ooh, Eric Stoltz.
No.
Oh, you're thinking Jim Carrey.
Yes.
I was thinking about the Eric Stoltz Cher movie.
Who was the first U.S. president to appear on a coin?
Washington.
No.
Lincoln.
Yes. What is the 2-letter postal abbreviation for Delaware?
D-E?
Yes. How many Seahawks have been on the cover of Madden?
2.
Yes. What classic rock
Sherman
band?
And Sean Alexander?
It sure is.
Yeah.
What classic rock band released the album Goat's Head Soup?
Blue Oyster Cult?
No.
Rush?
No.
Frank Zappa?
No.
No idea.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. That is a win.
Yes.
8-6. Sorry, Shanoa.
That's okay.
Have a good one.
Dry ice is the frozen form of carbon dioxide. And Goat's Head Soup was an album from the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
Hey, but another win for you today, Steve.
So you don't remember the movie The Mask with Eric Stoltz?
Are you talking about Mask?
Oh, Mask.
Yes.
You didn't have The Mask. Okay, yeah.
Very different.
Dude, that movie was a trip. Did you ever see that?
That's one of Cher, right?
Cher, and yeah. It's got Eric Stoltz, but his face is all...
Yes.
Unique.
He has elephantitis, I think is what it is.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when I first watched that, man. That was like... That guy got nightmares.
I prefer Jim Carrey's The Mask.
100%.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is our number. And if you are a big fan of music, we want you to call that number so that we can ask a simple question. 206-803-ROCK. If you love music, we have a simple question for you. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to ask it after The Offspring. One of the greatest front men in the history of rock music turns 78 today. So who is it?
Right down inside. One more you.
Big shout out, Weird Al Yankovic, everybody. Okay, maybe not.
No, it's Mr. Robert Plant, and many would say that without question, he is one of the greatest frontmen in rock.
I would have a hard time arguing that he's not like the epitome of a frontman, from voice to look to the overall, what the aura.
And then some of those cool sound effects. Well,
oh, you sound just like
do
him.
Do I sound just like him?
Yes.
Well, he influences many frontmen who have followed in his footsteps over the years, Steve Miggs.
Yeah, I was looking to see like who else would you put in there, and I came across a list of the top five frontmen, and Robert Plant number one, and I don't think anyone, well, some people could argue, but I think it's a, he deserves to be in the top five.
Absolutely.
Freddie Mercury number two.
Yes.
I mean, that's a great pick as
no
well.
No brainer.
Mick Jagger number three.
Absolutely.
From the Rolling Stones. This one might be a little bit more controversial, but I understand where they're going with this because his voice is pretty good, but it's also just the overall who he is. Diamond David Lee Roth.
Oh, sure.
From Van Halen. Especially when...
In the heyday?
Yeah,
absolutely.
In his prime. Not current David Lee Roth.
No, thank you.
And then Steven Tyler at number five, Aerosmith. I don't think any of those are bad picks.
I think you could argue for any of them to be on that. So it leads to our simple question. We'll start with Bill in Lakewood. Bill, who would you say is the greatest frontman in rock history and why?
Bill?
Hey, y'all. Yeah, it's Robert Plant all the way. That was my guess on the phone before y'all even brought it up.
Hell yeah.
He's got the hair. He's got the physique. He's got the chops. He's got the howls. And he's got the well-placed zucchini.
Yes, he does. Wow. Do you remember that photo of him where the dove landed on his hand? Did you ever see that picture back in the day?
No.
I mean, it's very cool. He's smoking a cigarette.
I think it said he landed on the well-placed zucchini. I was like, I've never seen that picture.
He's smoking a cigarette. Oh, he's drinking
gosh.
A beer. A dove
yeah.
lands on his hand, but he's
his
also
pants are tight.
Smuggling a zucchini.
Well, if we're going to go with that, then I might put Brett Michaels of Poison on there. I'm still convinced he was stuffing it, but I remember when I was a kid, I had a giant poster. My dad hated that poster, mainly because it was just a bulge where my dad did not want to see a bulge.
206-803-ROCK. Matthew on Mercer Island, who would you say is the greatest frontman in rock history and why?
Well, my heart wanted to say Elvis because he had more charisma than them all, but
yeah.
he didn't have a band. So
yeah,
I have to go with Mick Jagger because he had a little more soul than Robert Plant and Freddie. And I think Freddie got more popular after he died.
Yeah, you make a solid point on that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I the legacy of Freddie definitely has gotten pretty big. But, I mean, he was also, I mean, they were playing stadiums
yes.
when he was still alive, too.
Oh, my gosh. And we
Mick
also
Jagger had some weird dance moves, though.
He still does.
Sometimes you watch him dance. I'm like, he's just... You know when they say dance like no one's watching? I feel like that is the epitome of dancing when like no one's watching.
But he can just tiptoe around. He's so spry. He's, what, 83 years old or something like that now?
And he looks cool. So it doesn't matter how weird his dance moves are because it's still cool.
We've got Dick in Kent weighing in on the simple question. Who would you say is the greatest frontman in rock history and why?
Right. Yeah, for me, it's James Hetfield. I'm an 80s kid, 90s kid. And I know with his music, his lyrics and his music just really resonate with me. And just what I've seen of James and his interviews and how he deals with the media, he seems like a pretty down-to-earth guy.
I agree.
And also, whenever you see them live in concert, there are a few moments throughout the Metallica show where you're like, he's got the entire stadium in the palm of his hands and everyone's like pumping their fists and singing along. It is
Papa Het.
Hell yeah. Who would you put number one?
Ooh, you know, it's so funny because you talk about like solo artists, and I don't know if they really count when they don't have like a band, but I would put David Bowie to me
you
is.
And your David Bowie fixation.
Oh my God, no matter I love what our David question Bowie.
Is, it's always David Bowie.
He combined so many cool elements because he was artsy and he had cool moves and he had fashion going on.
He's overrated.
He was like, just, oh my God.
I'm going to try.
Get out of here.
I'm going to try to change your mind with another Robert Plant photo.
Goodness, dude. Now we know exactly what's going on in between those
my
jeans.
My God.
Are those jeans just painted on? You know what's funny? My pick actually is Michael online right now.
Michael in Seattle, who's your pick?
Hey, guys. Hope everyone's well. My pick is Paul Stanley.
Nice. Paul Stanley of Kiss. I mean, dude, not only is he just a great singer, he's got very Robert Plant-like.
He's got some body hair.
But the in-between song banter when he's like making out with himself, it's so cringy, but it's so freaking awesome.
Can I also point out that you gave her crap about David Bowie, but everything with you was kiss, kiss, kiss.
Because I'm right and she's wrong, Danny. Duh.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Oh, boy. Do you think you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to style you down with tickets to see Muse, and they're playing this Sunday at White River Amphitheater.
Muse, heavily influenced by Kiss.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you want to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have tickets for Muse at White River Amphitheater this Sunday, August 23rd. And our contestant this morning is Kyle from Federal Way.
Kyle.
What's up, Kyle?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Now let's spin this wheel to find out who you're going to play with. Will it be Steve Miggs or myself?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be yours truly? It's you, T-Dog.
All right, Kyle, this is your clip.
Okay.
Oh, that's Panama. David Lee Roth.
You got it.
Can't go, I'm going blank right now. Can you give me a hint?
Yes. The name of the band, it's what a lot of soccer moms drive around to get their kids to practice. That's the first word.
Van Halen. Van Halen.
Yeah.
Honestly, shocked by that hint and how it works.
Yeah, I wasn't. I honestly couldn't think of a better one. I'd just been like, their two brothers are in the band and one's not with us anymore.
Kyle, nicely done. Danny, I'm ready for my clip.
I just talked about
Nothing But a Good Time by Poison.
And that good time is the bulge in his pants.
Yeah. But I still want to know what's happening underneath that bandana.
I don't think hair.
It's clever, that's for sure.
If he charged money, like he said, like I'm going to do a pay-per-view where I'm going to take off my bandana and my cowboy hat for $4.99, would you guys pay?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I want to see what's going on, too.
Kyle, congratulations. You just got the hookup on those Muse tickets.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
That was easy. Welcome.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you'd like to talk about? We would love to have you call right now, and our number is 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we were not able to get to, but right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by the Sunset Auto family in Sumner and Auburn, which means you can call up to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us, and our number is 206-803-ROCK. Right now, we have the executive director of Big Heart, Big Smile on, Joni, to chat about a really cool fundraiser that you guys have coming up, an online auction that includes the Seahawks and the Patriots. Joni, tell us a little more.
Yeah, so we have a online auction coming up to benefit Big Heart, Big Smile Foundation, specifically our new program, Casey's Huddle of Hope. We're trying to gain funds for this new program that supports kids in grief. Yeah, we're running this auction September 1st through September 8th, right before the Seahawks and the Patriots battle on, I believe, September 9th.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're just trying to get this auction out there. We have autographed cleats from Efton Chisholm III, who is a New England Patriot right from Monroe, where our nonprofit is based out of. And then also autographed jersey signed by Leonard Williams of the Seahawks.
Oh, so. Big Cat himself. But we can't have a reason to root for a Patriot. I mean, but that is awesome of him to do that.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about, though, Big Heart, Big Smiles? I was reading a little bit about the story behind it. You said it helps with kids dealing with grief. But maybe you could give us, I know it hits near and dear to you, and that's why you put this all together.
Yeah, so Big Heart, Big Smile Foundation was created after my daughter passed. She was 6 years old. Her name was Casey, back in 2018. So I started this foundation in 2019. And we've done a lot locally with our community in Monroe. We sponsor a lot of youth sports teams in our area. And then we also give out a scholarship to a Monroe High School student. And, you know, our biggest mission is to help kids and families in their grief. So we're finally evolving and gaining momentum in our big mission that no child should grieve alone. So.
Absolutely.
And if people want to learn more, they can go to bigheartbigsmile.org. This is a really cool Huddle of Hope online auction. As you mentioned, there's the Efton Chisholm III autographed cleats, the autographed jersey signed by Big Cat himself, Leonard Williams. And that's going to be a really fun Super Bowl rematch on September 9th.
Yes, exactly. We're super excited about it.
And I know he's even just, I mean, granted, we're just watching, you know, Hard Knocks, and you get to see a little bit of a peek behind, you know, what these players are like. And one of the players, I think that a lot of us, we already love Leonard Williams, but it just seems like he's just such a good dude off the field as well. And it's awesome to hear that he was willing to donate a jersey to help raise some money and more awareness for the cause.
Yeah, absolutely. I spoke with the Seahawks last year, and I'm super excited to see where this partnership goes. We recently partnered with Boys and Girls Club of Snohomish County. And then the partnership with the Seahawks is got a couple things in the works, and I'm just super excited to get there, so can't wait.
Well, thank you so much, Joni. We love hearing about this. If people want more info, again, they can go to bigheartbigsmile.org, and let's raise as much money for the Huddle of Hope as possible.
Thank you so much.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and earlier this week we were talking about artists that we saw before they got big. Randy in Mukilteo this morning has a story. Randy, who did you see before they got big?
Well, in 1981, I saw Prince, George Thorogood, Jay Giles, and the Stones at the L.A. Coliseum.
On the same night?
Excuse me?
Was that on the same show?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
It was a big concert. Well, but anyway, the funny part of it is that Prince opened the show up, and he came out in a pair of leggings with no underwear, no pants, no shirt, no shoes. And the redneck mentality of that area didn't like it so much back in those days. So they started throwing food and tennis shoes up on stage. And after like 25 minutes, he flipped off the crowd and said, F you, and he walked off. And then the master of ceremonies, he came out and said, I guarantee you, guys, you're going to regret this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can imagine if somebody that maybe was there and was just like, I can't believe I got to see Prince, and we booed him off the stage.
Well, we were also talking about, you know, great front men who are the greatest front men of all time. I mean, he ended up going on to become arguably one of the best.
And then on top of that, we've talked about, even today, about like artists that we wish we'd have seen before they passed away. Prince is definitely one of the ones where I kick myself and think about, like, I never got to see him.
I got to see him once. Oh, isn't that great? It was pretty good.
Is he better than David Bowie?
Well, I never got to see David Bowie, so.
I saw David Bowie. I actually didn't. I'm just joking.
206. That's crazy. 803 Rock.
When you listen to that lineup of artists, I'm like, well, Prince does not sound like he fits with any of the other artists. So
wild.
Yeah.
Robert in Bremerton, you are looking for hats, is what I understand this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I had a stroke back in 2020.
Okay.
And I was going out to my shed and stuff. I heard Migs talking, or I heard Daly say something about what's up with the hat and stuff. And then I thought I heard you say, hats are $4.99.
Hats are $4.99. I'm trying to think of when, and this was a while ago, or did we talk about this recently?
Yeah. Or did I hear? No, it was just a while ago. Huh. I probably heard wrong.
Yeah,
was it? Always, well, I'm not drunk.
No, I know. You said you had a show.
I am. No, just kidding.
Robert, was there a specific type of hat that we were talking about?
I think you said a cowboy hat or something.
Cowboy hat. I don't even know. That's
triggering memories. Recently, we talked about cowboy hats.
Were we talking about the Pat McAfee and his cowboy hat?
No. I feel like recently we talked about... No, we didn't have that conversation on the air. Never mind. We were at a radio convention, and there's a guy in radio that's very full of himself that I guess was a country music artist at some point.
Yes.
And he always talks in front of the crowd and thinks everybody is just so fascinated by what he'll just go on and on and on. But I was like, at some point while we're in Cleveland, I'm going to get drunk enough that I'm going to go up to him and ask him to wear his hat. I never did. I got drunk enough. I just never bothered to ask him to wear his hat.
Steve, other than the Halloween costume that you had when you were a little boy, have you ever, like, worn a cowboy hat on purpose?
At the Washington State Fair one time, we all went. And
we tried them on.
We tried on the cowboy hats, and I was like, that's kind of cool. And then I saw the price tag. I'm like, not worth it for that kind of a gag gift.
I think we need to get you a cowboy hat.
If you're willing to pay.
I mean, I can get you like a knockoff. I'm not going to buy you like a $300
cowboy. I'll fly.
Brad even has a cowboy hat. Maybe I'll let you borrow Brad's cowboy hat for one day.
Does it have lice?
No!
Okay.
As if you'd have to worry about that?
Wow!
I'm going to call HR about being body shamed at work.
I apologize, Steve.
I think he was talking about the cowboy hat.
Obviously.
Sorry, man. We don't know what hat you're talking about.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, Rockaholics. We would love to have your help. We need to raise $20,000 for Kicks for Kids this year, and you can be part of it by heading over to KISW.com. We want to put brand new sneakers on local children in need right here in our own backyard. So head to KISW.com, and you can see what it's all about.
And we got some closure. Somebody said we were talking earlier how we were willing to pay $4.99 to see Bret Michaels' head without his bandana and hat. So maybe that's what he's talking about.
That's what it was.
Thank you, Texter.
We cracked the code.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
The Daily Mix Show is built on the backs of legends. The Rockaholics. And some don't just listen. They show up. They bring the moment. They win the day. They're the player of the game.
It is our way of saying thank you for your contributions, Rockaholics, but there can only be one. So Steve Miggs, tell everyone who is getting today's Daily Miggs Show Game Ball.
Well, this is an odd one, but we're going to go back in time for today's Daily Miggs Game Ball. We're going to go back to the 90s because today is National Radio Day, so getting the Game Ball is young version of yours truly, Steve Miggs.
It's National Radio Day.
Nice.
So I figured what better way to celebrate it than to find audio of me on the radio for the first time ever in my life.
Oh my gosh.
Back in... I don't even know one. Back when I was a little kid, late at night, I would call the overnight sports talk show host Steve Summers on WFAN in New York and bother him because I wanted to talk about the New Jersey Devils all the time.
Steve is calling from Brooklyn.
I want to talk about when you talked to an early...
Do you hear the nerves in my voice? I want to talk about some hockey.
You're so
cute. Talked to an earlier about a caller with Sean Burke and the Devils.
Uh-huh.
And you said that
at that point you can hear his voice like, what the hell did my phone screen have put through?
Uh-huh.
And you said that the best thing they should do is probably get a goalie.
Yeah, another goaltender for behind Terreri, one who can play.
I guess the best thing they could do is bring up Brodeur, try to work him in a couple of games.
And it would be worth bringing him up?
I think so. I mean, he proved that he could play, like, in the NHL caliber level.
Now, I might sound nervous, but I was right. Martin Brodeur became one of the greatest goalies of all time.
Look at you!
Level.
Steve, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, Bruce is calling.
This mother effer hung up on me so he could talk to Bruce.
Well, Bruce might have had better insight.
Bruce knew jackass about the Devils.
My God. God, you sound so cute. Also, that accent.
It was
my,
there.
My.
I want to talk about...
The nerves talk. In those voices. I was so nervous.
I think you need to talk like that every time you talk about the Kraken from now on.
I want to talk about the Kraken.
Everybody is getting a game ball, okay? Everybody.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we have an update to share with you on the team representing the PNW in the Little League World Series.
It's the Seattle Mariners.
We're going to give you the Daily Mix download after Ozzy Osbourne.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us now. Quick, who do you think is the greatest front man of all time?
Oh, boy. It's probably Robert Plant.
There you go.
That's your pick?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, Robert Plant, Axl Rose is up there. Scott Weiland from STP is up there. He was real, real good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great choices.
LJ from Seven Dust. John Witherspoon is a badass.
That's a good deep cut. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Throwing out some real ones.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Dave Grohl's strong.
Dude, when Dave Grohl found his footin', it was like Wembley Stadium when all of a sudden like he realized, oh, I got to be larger than life. And like ever since then, like he's been like the ultimate front man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some good picks. No Weird Al, huh?
Definitely on the list. Certainly on the list.
How long is this list?
I mean, it's pretty long.
Okay,
good. It's pretty long. I think at some point we go down on the list, Steve Miggs ends up in there.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm such a good front man.
He is.
And what? I don't know.
He's got pipes for days.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. That is not true. It's more like pipes for like negative hours. The Seattle Mariners. I told you guys they're going to bounce back from that awful, awful beatdown of losing 20.
Couldn't get any worse.
And it didn't. They actually ended up winning 7-5. They beat the Brewers. It was a little scary because I think they were up like 7-1 or 7-2 at one point. And then... thankfully, they were able to shut it down by the end of the game and win the game. So if they win today, and the game's at 11, that means they win the series against the Brewers, which is just hilarious because they lost 22-0 at one point. There's still four games out, though, because Houston also won yesterday.
Well, let's go, Mariners. And also, let's go, Tacoma. Soundview Little League opened the Little League World Series with a 2-0 win over Alabama in extra innings. And it's their very first ever trip to the Little League World Series. Super exciting. They're going to be moving through the winner's side of the tournament, playing again tomorrow at noon versus the Bourne, Texas All-Stars.
Then they're going to stand in for the Mariners for the rest of the season.
Cool, yeah.
That might help. We might make the playoffs.
And you can check out Soundview Little League on ESPN tomorrow at noon.
As far as weather, in a high of 81 degrees, it's going to be a cloudy day today. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.